Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Jordan Peele and Spike Lee are working on a new movie called Black Klansman, and they just revealed the official trailer. Now, Peele is the producer of the movie, Lee is directing it, and it looks to be a promising film set in the 1970s. It's actually based on a true story of a guy by the name of Ron Stallworth, played by John David Washington, yep, Denzel and Pauletta's son, and he partners up with Flip, played by Adam Driver, as they infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan in Colorado and sabotage it from inside. Now, based on the trailer, this looks like a really great buddy movie, filled with jokes and, of course, some serious moments. And I hear they got a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival. The movie is produced by Peele's production company, Monkey Paw and Blumhouse, which also worked with Peele on Get Out. And the vibe and the feel of this film will probably be like Get Out, but Black Klansman isn't a horror movie, for all of y'all who really don't like horror movies. Well, anyway, it's coming out August 10th, but you can be one of the first people to check out the trailer right here at AURN.com. Oh, and speaking of Throwback Thursdays, on Mother's Day, I was having a lovely brunch with my family when my daughter mentioned that everybody was talking about me on Instagram. Well, turns out Will Smith posted a Mother's Day video for Jada, and it was an interview I did with her and Eazy-E and a bunch of other folks way back in 1992. Well, so far, the video has gotten close to 3 million hits, and you can view it right here at AURN.com as well. Thank you, Will Smith. Plus, you don't want to miss this week's podcast with the one and only Steve Harvey. That, too, is on AURN.com. And in our latest Royal Wedding Watch, Meghan's mom is having tea with the Queen today. I'm sure she's having a great time. And Meghan did announce earlier today that her father will not be attending the wedding because of his health issues. You know, I mentioned yesterday, and everybody's talking about the fact that he had to have heart surgery. I still feel so badly for Mr. Markle, but I'm sure he'll get to Buckingham Palace at some point. In the meantime, we will all be watching live, because you know we're getting up early here on the West Coast to watch the wedding of our California girl. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.